Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Several states had to reckon with severe weather over the weekend. The National Weather Service says at least 17 tornadoes whipped through Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. At least 8 people, including 2 children, are dead as a result. Stephanie Abrams is a meteorologist at the Weather Channel. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been watching this storm sweep across the country from west to east. Give us a sense of the scale of this system. It sounds like it's enormous.
It is. And these storms, they go from border to border. You know, it's not like it's just one sector of the U.S. We're talking the Canadian border all the way down to the Mexican border. That's how big it is.
And the reason for the extent of it is it variations in temperatures or what?
Yeah, you know, overall weather, if you've ever thought about why do we actually have weather, just kind of a layman term, easy way to think about it. I like to say we're trying to balance the cold and the warm, right? The warm equators and the cold poles. Think about in the summertime when you get daytime heating, it gets really, really hot, thunderstorms pop up and it cools us off. So that's kind of a gist. Obviously, there's much more that goes along with it, right? But that is some of the fuel that will prompt this sort of thing. And then you have winds at all different layers of the atmosphere. It's a very complex thing. I think it's much more complicated than people might think, actually.
Well, that's why we have people like you to tell us exactly what's behind what's going on. So how far into tornado season are we now? Because we're talking about at least 17 tornadoes over the weekend.
Yeah. So we're just getting into it. I mean, really, April, May, June is when we see that peak of tornado season.
And that means we have a good amount of time left. How is it looking?
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, we do. This is when the seasons start to change, the temperatures change, the whole pattern overall is going to change. You know, for the last several months, we were in winter where you had that northern jet stream that was dipping down. That allowed all that cold air to come in. And obviously, to get severe weather, you need warm air because that warm, moist air rises up and causes those thunderstorms. And so we're just seeing a shift in what's happening overall in the atmosphere into our warmer season, which I think a lot of people are happy about. Not so happy, of course, to get the severe weather that comes along with that.
And is it unusual for this time of year for 17 tornadoes to strike?
I wouldn't say it's unusual. We're definitely above average, you know, with the number of reports, not only tornadoes, but there's a lot of wind damage, a lot of hail damage. It was an above average day, if you will, but it's not out of the ordinary. It's not one of those shocking things, though. I do understand for people that don't deal with it all the time, this can come very shocking to them.
Are heavy winds out of the ordinary, the ones that we're having this time of year?
You know, no, I know we had in even just Philadelphia. I know that all those tornadoes, of course, were in the south, but even Philadelphia had a wind gust over 60 miles an hour, 63. And so you still can get really strong winds out of these thunderstorms that can do damage as well.
And at the same time, in the north Midwestern states, spring has yet to arrive.
Can you believe it?
Snowstorm in Chicago that canceled more than 1,000 flights yesterday. Is that a typical mix?
Yeah, and this is a very typical spring storm. We're on the front side of it. You get all that severe weather that's tapping into, you know, that Gulf moisture, that warm, moist air. But then there's still enough cold air getting pulled down on the north side of it where you'll get the snow. Now, obviously, getting 8-9 inches this time of year, not ideal and not average either. You know, Chicago gets 2-3 inches or something on average this time of year, but it's not completely out of the ordinary.
Now that the system is behind us, should parts of the country, and if so, which parts, be bracing for another?
Look, we have another. It's really actually coming Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So from the Midwest all the way to the South, everyone in those areas need to watch again all the way from midweek towards the end of the week.
What do you expect that to bring with it?
You know, unfortunately, it does look like we're going to see a lot of hail with this one coming in. And then wind again. I mean, we have thunderstorm wind right out of these smaller thunderstorms. And then you have what we call synoptic scale wind. So you know how you see on a weather map, a low pressure with a cold front or a warm front? We call that size of a feature on a map a synoptic scale system. So as we get into Friday, that low pressure in the fronts and its interaction with some other systems is going to cause just hugely windy conditions that are going to be from the Midwest to the Northeast down to the South, which causes a lot of delays with the airplanes and whatnot. And then, of course, once you get a thunderstorm, you can get strong, very localized winds out of those.
Your job is not easy, and it's very busy. Stephanie Abrams, meteorologist at the Weather Channel. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.